David Cronenberg makes films that challenge viewers to not look away. Now that shock factor is in his first novel. Our reviewer Jason Sheehan says the book, titled Consumed, is also designed to challenge you to stick around for the ending.
Here's everything you need to know about Consumed in one sentence. This book is unmistakably written by David Cronenberg. And not the newer, grayer Cronenberg of Eastern Promises or A History of Violence. This feels more like the young, perverse, freakishly obsessive, and deeply, deeply strange Cronenberg who made Videodrome, Crash, and Dead Ringers. You could find this book, coverless, on a bench in a bus station, let it fall open to any page, and immediately think, wait a minute, did David Cronenberg write this? Yeah, he did. And the crazy thing is, it's good. Disturbing, gross in places, graphic in its descriptions of sex and disease, but also skillfully executed in the way that not many first-time novels from crossover artists ever are. Consumed is a crime thriller. Kinda. It begins with the murder of a famous French philosopher named Célestine, who may or may not have been killed and, well, eaten by her husband, Aristide. So there's been a crime, and someone sets out to solve it. But there are no cops in this novel. Instead, the book focuses on Naomi and Nathan, two modern and digitally connected journalists living out of suitcases, keeping up their relationship by email, text, and occasional collisions in airports and hotels. Nathan focuses on medical photojournalism. Naomi goes for splashy murders. So the discovery of a famous French intellectual killed and cannibalized? She's on it before the blood is even cold. Nathan and Naomi bop from Paris to Budapest to Amsterdam, Toronto, and Tokyo, catching international flights like crosstown buses. Their relationship is loose, built on betrayal and counter-betrayal, and always on their obsessive love of gear. Camera gear, sound gear, luggage, whatever. It was not so much that they had the same taste in gear, Cronenberg writes, but rather that they collaborated on their consumerism. It was a consumerist dialectic that led to the same commodity. And Cronenberg shares this fixation. His descriptions of everything from high-end photo equipment to hearing aids are lush and precise. They drip with jargon and technical specifications. And his eye for small details, a dumpy diner in Toronto, a cluttered basement apartment, or the surgical suite of a quack cancer doctor, betrays his love for the visual. His world is lived in. There's nothing clean or unused about it. Surrounded by all the gory, gaudy trappings of sex and death, there's a pulsing life in everything. The book has weaknesses. Beyond the fact that not everyone is as into medical oddities and insect infestations as Cronenberg is, there are bits that drag, and some leaps of coincidence and interconnectedness that strain even the most flexible credulity. But still, for dedicated connoisseurs of the weird, Consumed is a beautiful depiction of a twisted reality. The whole thing, with all its artfulness and all its flaws, rolls out like a long-lost film from Cronenberg's wilder days, pulled wet, dripping, and whole, straight out of the director's head.
The book is Consumed by David Cronenberg. Our reviewer is Jason Sheehan. His latest novel is Tales from the Radiation Age.